Harry was just mounting his broom when Professor McGonagall came half-marching, half-running across the pitch, carrying an enormous purple megaphone. Harry's heart dropped like a stone. "This match has been cancelled," Professor McGonagall called through the megaphone, addressing the packed stadium. There were boos and shouts. Oliver Wood, looking devastated, landed and ran toward Professor McGonagall without getting off his broomstick. "But Professor," he shouted, "we've got to play the cup, Gryffindor." Professor McGonagall ignored him and continued to shout through her megaphone. "All students are to make their way back to the house, common rooms, where the heads of houses will give them further information. As quickly as you can, please." Then she lowered the megaphone and beckoned Harry over to her. "Potter, I think you'd better come with me." Wondering how she could possibly suspect him this time, Harry saw Ron detach himself from the complaining crowd. He came running up to them as they set off toward the castle. To Harry's surprise, Professor McGonagall didn't object.
"Yes, perhaps you'd better come too, Weasley."
Some of the students swarming around them were grumbling about the match being cancelled. Others looked worried. Harry and Ron followed Professor McGonagall back into the school and up the marble staircase. But they weren't taken to anybody's office this time.
"This will be a bit of a shock," said Professor McGonagall in a surprisingly gentle voice as they approached the infirmary. "There has been another attack, another double attack."
Harry's insides did a horrible somersault. Professor McGonagall pushed the door open and he and Ron entered. Madame Pomfrey was bending over a fifth-year girl with long curly hair. Harry recognized her as the Ravenclaw they'd accidentally asked for directions to the Slytherin common room, and on the bed next to her was
Hermione, Ron groaned.
Hermione lay utterly still, her eyes open and glassy.
"They were found near the library," said Professor McGonagall. "I don't suppose either of you can explain this. It was on the floor next to them."
She was holding up a small circular mirror. Harry and Ron shook their heads, both staring at Hermione.
"I will escort you back to Gryffindor Tower," said Professor McGonagall heavily. "I need to address the students in any case."